第一章第十六十七节，一二三，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生，义是由于信，义之于信的。
And this righteousness is from faith to faith.
正如义人是因信得生， yes. 圣经记载了这个话语。
Just as written, the righteousness is by faith.
那么这里我要请大家注意几个问题。
Here you must pay attention to a few questions.
第一个问题
，the first，
由于信义之于信。
From faith to faith，
那表示一个信耶稣的人是从什么信开始达到怎么样的信呢？
Does it mean that from faith that we believe and until what stage we can establish the faith？
因为上帝赋予的大能要拯救一切相信的人。
Because the power of the gospel to save all those who have faith，
那么相信的人。
Those who have faith，
是不是从他自己能够产生一个信心，然后上帝就拯救他
？Does it mean that from they themselves they can produce kind of faith so that through which God can save them？
因为上帝大能要救相信的人吗
？Because you say that power of God want to save those who have faith，
我就是相信的。
I have faith，
那我一信上帝就救我了。
When I believe, then God will save me. You say，
就是这样吗
？Is that so？
就是这样简单吗
？Is that so simple？
是不是就是这个意思呢
？Is that the meaning？
如果是的话
，If that is，
那么这个信。救一切相信的人，这些相信的人是由于信以至于信，到底是怎样的信，进到怎样的信
？Then you say that God will save for those who have faith. From faith to faith, they are saved. From what faith and what faith？
所以由于信以至于信是整个的信，或者体现的那个信就是他的救。
So from faith to faith, is it the initial faith or which faith is that？
所以这里为什么提到两个信呢
？Why is there mention of two faith？
From faith to faith。
因信以至于信，
从信到信什么意思？
From faith to faith，
原来圣经里面这一类的名词一共提了好几种。
There are many kinds which is similar to this kind of statement in the Bible。
如果用这一节来讲，你就明白这个意思就更清楚。
If I use other verse to expound on this, probably understand more clearly。
利上加利
，and also the profit upon profit，
from strength to strength，
from strength to strength。I'm sorry，
勇上加勇。
And
from glory to glory,
from glory to glory,
恩上加恩
from grace to grace.
所以这里给我们看见力是由力上加力
So we say from strength to strength,
恩上加恩
from grace to grace,
勇上加勇
from glory to glory.
眼前的那个荣耀
the original glory,
后来加上去的荣耀是怎样的
The glory which you added, what kind of glory?
眼前的力量。
The strength that you have already.
后来再加上去的力量。
Add on the strength.
有什么不同
？What's different?
原先的那一个力气。
The strength that you have originally.
同加上去的力气是一样的吗
？And the added strength is it the same?
什么叫做力上加力呢
？What do you mean from strength to strength?
什么叫做恩上加恩呢
？From grace to grace.
什么叫做勇上加勇呢
？From glory to glory.
那么，但是那些词句都不是由于恩以至于恩。由于力以至于力，不这样发力的。
But then the translation of those kind of words is not as what we have it from faith to faith.
你在诗篇里面看见的是什么呢
？In Psalm, what do you read?
他们行走力上加力。
When they walk from strength to be added strength.
你在保罗的书信里面看到的是什么呢
？What do you read from the post epistle?
他们的勇上加勇。
From glory is added to them glory.
但是在罗马书提的不是信上加信。
But what is recorded here is not from faith added to faith.
这里的翻译变成由以信以至以信。
But rather from faith to faith.
这英文就一样的事情。
It's the same in English.
是从信心到信心。
From faith to faith.
好像力上加力一样。
Like from strength to strength.
那如果说力上加力，表示有个基本的力量，然后有的还要加给他，是这个意思。
If you were to say that from strength to strength, strength what you have originally now is added to you.
所以这一句话的总原则
，by the principle of this word,
我们用几次的查经才会讲清楚。
When I expound with a series of meeting here,
就比前面更详细的进入信仰的总原则。
So even more clearly, when you enter in the principle of faith,
我本来可以一堂就随便把它讲过去。
Actually, I can expound it very simply, just in one session.
神的灵不虚口。
But the Spirit of God doesn't allow me to do so.
我有感动要把这一个咒言就讲得很清楚。
But I expound this principle very, very clearly.
甚至比你所能够买到的任何解经的罗马书更清楚。
Even any Roman commentary you can buy would be more clearly as compared to what they've written.
当然这个责任是很大的。
But of course the responsibility is great.
我相信你们会得到很多很多属灵的力量。
But I truly believe that you will add to you more spiritual strength.
你明白这个咒言者之后呢？
After you understood about this principle,
你就对全本圣经的重点都抓得很清楚。
Then to the main point of the Bible, you will now understand more.
这不是上帝的大能。
Because this gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的。
For salvation of those who have faith.
那么很多的人就这样解释了。
And many people expound this way.
福音传给你。
That the gospel is preached to you.
要不要信？
Do you want to believe?
信的得救。
When you believe, you are saved.
不信的不得救。
If you don't believe, you are not saved. Why?
因为上帝的道要救相信的嘛。
Because the word of God says everyone who believes.
你要不要信？
Do you want to believe?
你不要信。
If you don't believe,
好，就变成你决定了你能不能得救。
So then you are the one who decide whether you are saved or not.
我如果不信，连上帝也没有办法。
If I don't want to have faith, God even don't have a method to save me.
因为他要救一些相信的嘛。
Because you want to save those who have faith.
如果我不相信，神就没有办法。
If I don't want to believe, then he has no way out.
那现在我要问，你能信是为什么呢？
Now I want to ask, you can believe 吗？
因为我能信吗？
Because I can believe.
因为我要信吗？
Because I want to believe.
所以这是我决定的。
So I will decide.
所以保罗这里讲，由于信以至于信，就不像你想象那么简单。
So when Paul says from faith to faith, it's not simple as what you think.
你有这个经验。
Yeah, this is experience.
有一些人你传福音给他几百次他完全不懂。
Yeah, people who preach them hundreds of times, they cannot understand.
有不是完全不信，不是完全不懂。
They cannot believe.
完全不动。
They are not moved.
No reaction.
No reaction.
你再传。
And you preach again.
No reaction.
No reaction.
再传。
Preach again.
More no reaction.
更加的不动。
你再传。
More they preach.
You react just like a dead man, no reaction.
他就好像死人一样，没有任何回应。
你有这样的经验吗？
Do we have this kind of
thing? 有一些人同他讲一次福音，他马上反应，马上想。
But there are certain people you preach them once and their reaction.
所以你就问为什么呢？
Why?
为什么有人信得这么难？
Why is it so difficult for some to believe?
为什么有人信得这么容易？
Why is it so simple for others to believe?
信就是信吗？
Believe is believing.
有信就得救吗？
You believe, you're safe.
那我问你，信到底是什么呢？
Then what is believing?
有的人说我信，我信。
Some say I believe.
因为他根本不敢不信。
Because they dare not to believe.
有的人说我信，我信。
Some say I believe.
因为大家信，他不信不好意思。
Because everybody believe, he is shameful, he doesn't believe.
所以他就跟着人家信。
So he follow others.
有的人说我信，我信。
Some say I believe, I believe.
除了这个没有什么可以信的。
Because other than this, there's nothing to believe in.
有的人说我信，我信。
Some will say I believe, I believe.
因为他要的恩典，他不得不他要信。
Because they want to have grace, so they got to believe.
这个信到底是什么呢？
But what is this faith?
你说这个是拜上帝的人。
This is the one who worship God, you say.
你说这个人是信上帝。
This one who believe in God, you say.
那个信字到底代表什么？
That belief of faith, what it is.
你信的分量重到什么地步？
And how heavy and what weighty is this believing?
这就变成谈到信仰的教义神学的问题。
And that's why we come to the doctrine of faith now.
我相信如果我讲信心论这一个神学讲座，
If I were to talk about the theology of faith,
我大概需要30个晚上才讲清楚。
I need 30 nights to preach this clearly.
你说唐牧师，我已经信耶稣了，已经以为我懂了，跟你越讲我越不懂。
You say, Reverend Tom, I've already preached, and the more you speak of faith, the more that I don't understand.
你不必害怕。
You don't have to be afraid.
我不是要把简单的东西讲成复杂，结果你乱得半死。
I'm not going to make something with simple as something complicated.
我要叫你已经有了更深入、更完全、更正确、更广泛的了解。
But rather what that you have, I want to expound to you more deeply, more widely, more accurately, and also you can understand more.
你相信你们这样一直来听这些讲座，跟别的基督徒不同的地方在哪里？
Do you know what's the difference of you coming here to listen compared to others who never come?
你们正在信上加信。
Because faith is added upon you on faith.
你们已经信了，在这样听，那就由于信以至于信正运行在你身上。
Because when you do so, it's from faith to faith that you're experiencing.
所以你不要为人情来。
So you don't come because of faith.
我如果不来，大家对唐牧师不好意思，不必来。
Because if I don't come, probably I've done wrong against Stephen Tong.
你要为了你追求真理，领受真理的光照，信心被坚固起来的那一个步骤，那一个过程所得到的利益而来。
But rather it's the profit of that process through which you have been built up spiritually that you come.
当你听到神的道的时候
，Then when you heard the word of God，
你有一种因明白真理的享受。
Then you enjoy because you truly understand the word of God。
有没有
？Would that be so？
有没有
？Would that be so？
那你不回答，我就不再来了。好。
So if you don't answer, I won't come。
或者你不要随便回答。
Don't answer in a very casual way。
诚实的回答。
But truly and honestly answer。
听见上帝在做解明的时候
，When you see that God's word is being expounded，
你里面有一个满足感。
You have a heart of contentment.
你里面有一个感谢主的心
，and a heart of thanksgiving.
你里面有一个享受
，a heart of enjoyment.
因知真理而有的享受
，that because you know the truth and that's why you feel that you enjoy it.
因信心得着坚固的享受
，because your faith through strength and then you enjoy it.
有没有
？Do we have that?
那是什么呢
？What is that?
那就是你由于信以自信的步骤中间继续成长。
And that is a fact because you grow in the process from faith to faith.
因为当保罗最后这一段讲的这句话的时候
，because after Paul said this statement，
如经上所说
，like what is written，
义人必因信得生
，the righteous shall live by faith。
所以这个义人因为信得生
，the righteous live by faith，
不是生人因信得义。
Not that the living one, because of the faith, they have righteousness.
是义人因信得生
But rather righteous only by faith.
因信称义是以后第五章到第八章要讲的
And later in chapter 5 and also chapter 8, talk about you are being justified because of faith.
是因信称义
Justified by faith.
在这里讲是因信得生
But here it says that you shall live by faith.
到底我先生然后信才成为义或者我先义，然后信才得生。
Is it because I live first, then I faith, I'm called righteous or righteous, and then I shall live by faith?
是不是第一章跟第五章完全不一样
？Why is it chapter 1 and chapter 5 totally different?
第五章告诉我们因信已经称义了。
Because chapter 5 says that we have been justified by faith.
所以因为信才被称义的。
Because you believe, then you're justified.
为什么第一章是义因信才得生
？But why is it in chapter 1 it says that you're righteous and that you shall live by faith?
有没有搞错、啊、
Is there something wrong with what Paul expounded?
保罗第一章讲的第五章颠倒过来
Because what he expounded in
chapter
1 and 5 are reversed. Why?
义人到底已经信了没有
The righteous, are they already believing?
你不敢答
You dare not answer now.
义人到底信了没有
The righteous, have they not believed?
义人怎么会义的
How do they become righteous?
义人怎么成义的
Righteous, how do they become righteous?
为什么
Why?
因信的成义，对不
对 ？Because of faith.
如果他没有信，怎么会做义人
？If they have no faith, how can they be called righteous?
所以义人就因为已经信了，被称义的人。
The righteous because they first believe, then they are called righteous.
所以这义人就是已经信的人。
So righteous are those who believe.
他为什么还要因信才得生
？And why said by faith they shall live?
所以这里有称义以前的信跟称义以后的信。
So then there is the belief of faith before and after righteousness.
这样保罗就没有自打嘴巴了。
And Paul now do not self-contradicting.
保罗就没有颠倒次序。
And he doesn't make all the reverse.
保罗就没有前后矛盾。
He's not contradicting himself in the first and the second place.
我越思想罗马书
The more that I ponder of the book of Romans,
越受感动
Because this will even more clearly.
现在我们回到这一节圣经
So when I come back to this verse,
义人必因信得生
The righteous shall live by faith.
那么义人是不是已经信的人
The righteous are they the one who already have faith?
是不是？如果是的话
，If it's so，
因信称义的人还要再继续有信心来表现他们的新生活。
So the one who have been justified by faith must continue to have faith to manifest their life of faith。
有信心得救了的人，还要借着信心把他们的生命带到更丰盛的。
So he who has faith and because of that they are saved and with faith they want to be brought into a more abundant life。
义人必因信得生
，Because the righteous shall live by faith。
表示人需要信。
Which means many faith.
啊，这个信是什么信
？What is this faith?
是义人的信。
The faith of a righteous one.
义人怎么会成为义人
？How can a righteous become righteous?
是因为他先因信才称义吗
？Is it because that they believe first that they are justified?
如果他是因信才称义的话
，If they are justified by faith,
那么没有称义以前的信心是怎么样的信心
？What is the faith before they become righteous?
或者称义以后才需要的信心又是怎样的信心
？And what kind of faith they need after they are being called righteous?
从那种信心的这种信
，from that kind of faith entering into this kind of faith.
那么这就是保罗所讲的 from faith to faith.
Is it what Paul Paul expound here as from faith to faith?
如果说讲的 from faith to faith 是这个意思，
if the from faith to faith is this meaning,
那是不是等于耶稣说你有的还要再加给你？
Is it what Christ has said that whoever has, I'll add more to him?
也就是你对神产生了基本的信心，
that will produce the more fundamental faith to God.
神满意了。
God is satisfied.
神对这些人，你既然相信我，我就把另外一种信心再加给你。
And to these people, God said that since you have faith in me, I'll add to you another kind of faith.
这个叫做信上加信，是吗？
And is that what you mean by from faith to faith?
如果是这样的话，
if that is so,
那就同恩上加恩很符合了。
Then it will be in accord with what we say that from grace to grace.
从力上加力也非常符合的。
From strength to strength, it will be in accord.
从勇上加勇又符合的。
And also will be in accord with what we say from glory to glory.
圣经这些的研究就配合耶稣所讲的，有的还要加给他，是这样吗？
Then all this will be in accord with what Christ said, say that he who has will be more be added to him.
如果是这样的话，
if that is so,
那些从起初就存着不信的人就很有灾祸了。
The war upon those who do not have faith in the first place.
因为耶稣说有的还要加给他，没有的连他所有的都要过去。
Because Jesus Christ said that will be added to those who have, but send away those who don't have.
这表示人听到福音，你怎样做初步的回应是很危险的。
Which means it's very dangerous for those when you first hear the gospel, how do you respond?
一个人轻看福音的时候，
if one were to despise the gospel,
他就很容易从恩典中间堕落了。
Then very easily they will be fallen away from grace.
从神施行救恩的这个计划中间被把他退去。
From the plan or the application of salvation from God, they will be drawn away.
当你从恩典中间被除去的时候，
when you are being taken away from grace,
神就任凭你越来越不信。
God will give you up in disbelief.
你既然抗拒他，他就成全你的抗拒。
Since you resist him, he will accomplish your resistance.
是这样吗？
Is that so?
好像是这样的。
Look like this.
很可能是这样的。
Possibly so.
我讲这一句话，要讲到第三次的，要很加强这一方面的信心。
When I speak on this statement, the third verse, I will emphasize on it.
但是今天我要从方法论看，基督教对真理的态度同非基督徒对真理的构想是完全不一样。
But then I'll approach it from the methodology. How did the Christianity view truth and as also the disbelief? How did they view truth?
我现在讲的是方法论。
I'm talking methodology.
Methodology.
方法论。
这方法论是道路的问题。
Methodology is the thing of the way.
不是真理的问题。
Nothing about truth.
不是生命的问题。
Not about thing of life.
耶稣说我是道路真理生命。
Jesus Christ said I'm the way, the truth and life.
这里提到了三个范围。
Here talking about three realms.
第一个范围。
The first sphere.
是内容叫做真理。
The content is called truth.
第二个范围。
The second realm.
整个的本质叫做生命。
The essence is life.
第三个范围。
The third.
就方法叫做道路。
The way is called the road or the way.
耶稣基督是真理。
Jesus Christ is the truth.
表示他的真理中的本体。
Which means his subjectivity of the truth.
不是单单真理的理念。
Not in truth.
他是生命。
But he is life.
他是生命的源头。
And also the source of life.
不是被造一生命源头而存的生命。
Not the created life that has to rely on the origin of life before it can live.
耶稣基督说我是道路。
Jesus Christ said, I'm the way.
就是法则中的总法则。
That is the principle of all principles.
是借着他到父那里去。
Through him you can come to the Father.
唯一的方法。
Only way.
唯一的法则。
Only principle.
唯一的宇宙神人之间的总接触点的总关键是耶稣基督。
Only the key contact point of man and God.
那我今天当然不要把那一节再提出来讲。讲耶稣是道路真理神，我又需要三个钟头。
I need another 3 hours to talk about the Jesus Christ say I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
哎呀，你说原来圣经这样深奥，这么丰富。
Then you will see the Bible so profound.
是啊。
Yes.
我们常常谈道路。
Many times we talk about way.
道路不是哪一条道哪一条路。
Not which way, which road.
道路就是那个总法则，总这一个。整个方法论的问题。
That's the principium. That's the principle of principles.
在这里给我们看到，因为信以至于信，我就从方法论先谈。
So from faith to faith, I'll explore it first from the way of the methodology.
我们通常很模糊的，你要不要信？你要不要信？
Many times we say that, do you want to believe just casually?
他说我要信，但我不能信。
He said, I want to believe, I cannot believe.
上帝说你只要信，你只要信。
He said, you only believe.
他说我已经告诉你，我不能信。
I was told you, I cannot believe.
但你就信，你就信。
You just believe, he said.
他说我不能信。I cannot believe.
你说鬼在你心中。
Wow, evil is in you.
不信的鬼在你心
中。The devil of disbelief in you.
所以灵恩派的人就来赶鬼了。
So the charismatic want to cast away demons.
不信的鬼出去吧。
What the disbelief, evil spirit be cast away.
你就能信了。
So you can believe now.
我不是说没有理由。
I'm not saying there's no reason for that.
圣经有说。
Because the Bible says,
这不信的人
these those who disbelieve,
世界的神弄瞎他们的心灵，
because the ruler of the world blinded their eyes.
所以这个是有理由的。
There's a reason for that.
不是魔鬼会拦阻人，使人不信。
We think Satan can stop us from believing him.
但我要问的问题，
but my question is,
如果人没有魔鬼拦阻，就会信吗？
If there's no hindrance from Satan, can they then believe?
那不一定咯。
Not necessarily.
你说为什么不一定了？
Why?
啊，这个是逻辑的问题。
This logic.
啊，有坏朋友，所以你的孩子坏了。
Because there is a bad friend, that's why your children become bad.
如果没有坏朋友，你的孩子一定好吗？
So if there's no bad friend, would your son now become good?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
因为你也不大好。
Because you are not too good.
所以没有坏朋友。
Without bad friends,
你的孩子也可能坏的。
Your son also can be bad.
你说我的孩子坏，就是因为那个坏朋友害他坏的。
You say my son is bad because of that bad friend.
你问他那个坏朋友的妈妈。
You ask the mother of that bad friend.
他妈妈就说我的孩子从小可爱的像没有翅膀的天使。
And the mother say, my son is so good, like an angel without a wing.
就是因为结交你的孩子才坏。
Because he befriend your son, that's why he become bad.
所以这个叫坏来坏去。
So mutually bad.
更不承认坏。
And they do not admit that they're bad.
又坏又怪。
So they bad and blame others.
又不承认坏。
And they don't admit that they're bad.
变成怪来怪去。
So they blame each other.
那我的大结论是两个都坏，两个都怪。
So my conclusion is that both are bad, both are making complaints.
两个都怪。
They are strange.
Both are strange. Both are evil. Both are wicked.
两个都怪。
哦，人会堕落就是这样。
所以没可能
再讲下去。这个世界没有永恒的事情。
So there's nothing eternal in this world.
现在注意听内容。
Pay attention to the content.
现在我要谈方法论的问题。
So I'm going to talk about thinking about methodology.
由以信，以至以信。
From faith to faith
是一个总法则。
Is the principium.
这个总法则是很多人没有看到的。
This principium or the principle many people do not observe it.
当你说你信吧。
When I say you believe.
他说我不要信。
I don't want to believe, he said.
你为什么不要信？
Why say you don't believe?
我就是不要信。
I just don't want to believe.
为什么你不要信？
Why say you don't believe?
老实讲，我信不来。
Truly, I just cannot
believe. 为什么你信不来？
Why say you cannot believe?
我不能信。
I just cannot.
为什么不能信？
Why say unable?
因为很难信。
Because difficult to believe.
那么你如果怎样的情形你要信？
Under what circumstances you can believe?
所以一定听到这样的话。
So you have this.
如果你给我看见，我就信。
If you allow me to see, I will believe.
你听过这样的话吗？
Have you heard that?
你讲过，不是听。
You said that.
你从前就是给我看，亲眼看我就是。
In the past, you said, "Let me see, and I can believe."
哎，所以的圣经就开始告诉我们，有这种罪人自己定的法则。
And then the Bible tells that there's some principle fixed by the sinner. That
给我看吧，我才信。
Let me see, and I will.
我都没有亲眼看见，我不信。
If I don't see with my own eyes, I will not believe.
这是多马斯的方法论。
That is the Thomistic methodology.
多马，你记得吗？
You know Thomas?
他家里很多马那个。
There are many horses in there.
多马式的方法论。
A mystical approach.
给我看见的。
Let me see.
他手上的洞。
There's a scar in the hand.
肋旁的伤痕。
And also in the side of his body.
让我挖一挖。
Let me feel it.
摸一摸。
Touch it.
我经历我就相信。
I experience and I'll
believe. 给我看见我才信。
Let me see and I shall believe.
这是第一种的方法论。
This is the first way.
第二种的方法论是
The second methodology.
证明给我看。
Prove to me.
我才相信。
Then I will believe.
如果你证明了我就信。
If you can prove to me, I will believe.
你怎么证明你的上帝？
How do you believe that? How
你把证据提出来。
Give me the evidence.
你给我足够的论据来证明你所讲的是对的。
Give me enough evidences and I will believe.
这是第二样。
The second.
If I see,
如果我看见了
I can believe.
我就可以相信。
If you prove it,
如果你证明了
Give me the evidence.
给我足够的证据
that I will believe.
我就可以相信。
第三
the third.
我合理明白
我才相信。
If it is according to my rationality, is reasonable, I understand, I believe.
来喊我辩。
Debate with me.
用逻辑跟你辩。
Debate with logic.
所有不合理的，我不信。
Things which are illogical, I won't believe.
所有我想不通的，我就不信。
Things we cannot fully understand, I don't believe.
不能配合我理性要求的，我不信。
If you cannot go according to my reasoning power, I won't believe.
我明白了，我才信。
I understand and I shall believe.
这是第三个方法论。
The third methodology.
第四个方法论。
The fourth.
我亲自经历以后，我才能信。
I experience myself personally, and I will believe.
当基督说你要信，你要信。
When people say you believe,
神是大能的。
God is all powerful.
我病得很重，现在好了。
I'm so sick now.
你还不信吗
？Don't you believe?
他说你当然信，因为你经历了。
They say, of course you believe because you experience it.
你的经历可能是心理作祟。
Your experience may come from psychology.
你的经历可能是偶然事件。
It could be a coincidence.
你的经历可能不是因为你的神医治你。
It could be that it's not your God who say healed.
可能那一天刚好你吃对药，你不知道。
Could be you eat the right medicine, you are healed.
你就又要归给神。
Then you give glory to God on that day.
那是你的事。
That is your own thing.
我的神也帮助我，我不能生孩子，后来到某某山上去求神拜佛，黑风洞回来。就生了孩子。
My God also helped me because I go to mother cave and in
I pray to my God.
I pray to my God and I
experience the power.
And I swear I got a son.
我得了孩子了。
I got a son now.
所以我永远归黑风洞。
So glory to mother cave.
所以你是你的教，我是我的教。
You have your religion, I have mine.
让我经历，我就相信。
Let me experience and I believe.
你听过这个话吗
？Have you heard that?
听过吗
？Have you heard that?
可能你也讲过。
You say that too.
所以这里看到四个方法论
，four ways. You see,
我看见了我。
I see, I believe.
我明白了，我才信。
I understand, I believe.
可以证明以后我就信。
Can be proven that I believe.
我经历了以后我就信。
I experience and I believe.
这些是从那里讲出来的。
Where come all these statements?
从罪人的口讲出来。
From the lips of the sinners.
罪人的口讲出这些话。
The lips of the sinners.
表示在罪恶世界中间，人对信仰的了解有四个假设出来的方法。
Meaning that in the sinful world, there are four presuppositions before we can believe.
你好像听见有这样的心灵的声音。
As if you heard this kind of voices.
信心哪里来的？
Where comes faith?
由眼见产生信心。
From sight to faith.
From seeing to faith.
从眼见到信心。
第二。
The second.
From evidence to faith.
从证据到信心。
第三。
The third.
From reasoning to faith.
从悟性到信心。
第四。
The fourth.
From experience.To faith.
从经验到信心，
所以你传福音很难。
So it's difficult for you to preach the gospel.
因为当你要人信的时候
，Because when you want people to believe,
人不是接受你的话，他是提出他的方法论的问题。
It is not people accept your word, but rather they want to bring out their own methodology.
罪人的心里面已经有了一个思想的架构
，Because they have their model of thinking.
有一个方法论的成见
，There's a methodological prejudice.
好，当他们提出他们方法论的意见的时候
，When they bring out their own opinion from their methodology,
就同你莫名其妙的悟道方式产生了冲突。
And it contradicts with the way they preach the gospel.
为什么我说莫名其妙的悟道方式
？Why is that? I say that from your method of preaching with cannot be understood.
这个 unclear evangelism. 为什么呢
？Why?
因为许多人传福音不过是凭着热心。
Because a lot of people preach them. Because they are zealous.
主啊，我要传福音。
Lord, I want to preach the gospel.
我要传福音。
I want to preach the gospel.
基督给我勇敢传福音。
Give me courage to preach.
你传了，耶稣有信，你要信耶稣，要不要信
？So you preach in your own way.
他说信什么
？He said, "What do I
believe?" 信耶稣从死里来。神经病
！To believe Christ resurrected, you are wrong.
死人怎么会复活
？Then how can they resurrect?
这样简单的事你都不懂。
That's simple thing you don't understand.
现在就二十世纪了。
So now it's 20th century.
去你的！
Wow, I won't believe.
你们这些没有读书、没有学问的，去信耶稣，到教里面去拜你们的迷信。
So you who have no knowledge, just believe in your own home.
讲给我听
，reason with me.
破迷我才信。
If you're reasonable, I believe.
给我看
，let me see.
看到我才信。
I'll see, I believe.
给我经历
，let me experience.
经历了我才信。
Experience, I believe.
给我证据
，let me give me.
证明我才信。
With evidence, I believe.
给我经验
，let me experience.
给我看见
，let me see.
给我思想
，let me think.
给我经历
，let me experience.
所以就变成人类犯罪以后的。四种方法论
，so four methodology ever seen man have seen。
可能你没有看到这个地步
，maybe you have not seen until this stage。
但保罗在这里什么
？But Paul said，
他说不
是由于理性以至于信心。
Not from reason to faith.
不是由于这一个证据以至于信心。
Not from evidence to faith.
不是由于经验以至于。
Not from experience to faith.
不是由于这一个你的这一个论据以至于信心。
Not because of your evidence that belief.
不是由于你的思想明白以至于信。
Not because of thinking, well, I can understand it, you believe.
那么你说，到底我这四个论据不对吗？
Is that wrong with my thought approach?
难道先明白才信不对吗？
Isn't it true that I believe, I understand first before I can believe?
我看见了才信不对吗？
That isn't it wrong for me to see before I can believe?
你基督徒是要不要我不看见就随便信？
That you Christian, you want me not to see and not to believe.
你要我不必想就跟你信。
That without even thinking, I want to believe.
你要我不必经历就相信。
That you want me without even experiences to believe.
你要我不必证据就可以相信。
And even without evidence, you want me to believe.
是你们是迷信。
So you are superstitious.
这变成基督教与非基督教之间的一个鸿沟的问题。
So it becomes a gap between the Christianity and others.
既然罗马书是传讲福音和信仰最重要的有系统的一本书
Since the book of Romans is the most systematic, most important book talking about the gospel
所以方法论的问题不可能保罗没有注意到
So Paul must have paid attention to methodology
但是我告诉你实实在在所有解罗马书的解经书都没有提到这些事
But truly all other commentary never mentioned methodology in the book of Romans
当我教副教学教了20多年的时候
When I teach apologetics for more than 20 years
我发现这一节圣经同其他很多的圣经节都有关系
I find that this verse has connection with many other verses in the Bible
因为圣经没有说从眼见可以变成信仰
Because all other books never say that from seeing you can turn into faith
你再听一次
Pay attention
圣经没有说过从你看见以后可以产生信仰
Because this Bible never say that from seeing you can come into faith
单单这一点我们就可以谈好几十分钟
Also we can explore more even on this statement
From seeing produces faithis not biblical method
从眼见到产生信心不是圣经的方法
不但不是圣经的方法论
not only is not a biblical method
更是与圣经方法论完全相反
all the more is contradicting as according to the Bible
等一下我会把这个次序倒过来告诉你
I will reverse the order and tell you why
第二样
the second
圣经从来没有说你有证据证明就会产生信仰。
The Bible never says that when you have evidences, then it can produce faith.
所以基督教的副教学一定不是从证据去看神的存在。
So the true Christian apologetic do not come from evidentialist.
这个是很深的问题了。
This is a very deep thing.
我们的李博士是 Westminster Theological Seminary 的神学博士。
So the Westminster Theological Seminary, with their system of belief,
他今天故意不要那么翻译他们这个神学院的副教学是全世界出名的
The apologetic is very famous around the world
他们有一个很重要的神学里面的副教大师叫做 Cornelius Van Til
Cornelius Van Til is the founder of this system of apologetics
他提到的理论
He mentioned this
就是今天我要跟你们谈的一些
It's something that I want to discuss with you tonight
什么呢
What's that?
不是从证据产生信心。
It's not from evidence that produces faith.
圣经从来没有说人可以从受造界去证明上帝存在。
Because the Bible never says that from the created world that you can know the existence of God, prove the existence of God.
等到我解释到第十九节的时候
，When I expound on verse number 19,
我要强调这一个归正神学跟这一个。以证据来论神存在的自然神学不同在什么地方
And I will discuss with you what's the difference about this Reformed theology approach to apologetics and the natural theology
现在我再讲第三个
The third
圣经从来没有说
The Bible never says
从我们的经验会产生信心
From our experience it can produce faith
经验不能变成信心
This experience cannot turn into faith.
经验也不能产生信心。
It cannot produce faith.
你的信心不是经验的结果。
Because this faith is not the product of this experience.
第四样。
The fourth.
圣经更没有说理性会变成信心。
The Bible even more so never say that this reasoning power can produce faith.
或者你的理性功能自己会产生信心。
Or your own function of reasoning can produce faith by itself.
那么你说，唐牧师，你怎么看圣经看到这些呢？
Then you want to ask Pastor, how do you see all this from the Bible?
圣经不但没有这么说。
Not only the Bible never say in such a manner.
圣经讲的完全是倒过来的。
What the Bible says is all in the reverse order.
圣经也没有说你们如果看见了，你们就会产生信心。
Does the Bible say that if you see, then you can produce faith in you?
圣经说什么？你们有信心，你们就会看见。
And the Bible says, if you have faith, you shall see.
你说在哪里
？Where？
怎么有这样的话？我从来读经没有读到，因为你来来去去就是读约翰三章十六节。
Because you only read John chapter 3 verse 16.
在约翰福音第十一章里面。
In John chapter 11,
耶稣讲到复活的事情。
When Jesus talked about resurrection,
拉撒路的姐姐马大怎么回答？
And Martha, Lazarus' sister said,
主啊，我知道末日的时候我们就要复活。
Lord, I know that in the last day we shall all resurrect.
表示他已经有了某一种的信念，是根据传统的信念。
Which means he has a conviction that comes from tradition.
他根本不相信他的弟弟今天就要复活。
He doesn't believe that his own brother will resurrect today.
所以这种人听到很麻烦。
So it's difficult for this kind of people to listen to the gospel.
你怎么讲他点点头？他点头不是点明白听的，是点他从前听过的。
What that they nod their head up because they listen to you, they believe what they believe traditionally.
我很不喜欢对这种人讲话。
I don't like to preach to these people.
所以我讲话的时候
，So when I say,
我很注意对方怎么反应。
I want to pay attention how people respond to my preaching.
如果还没有讲完，他就我就知道这个人不对了。
Because before even I finish my statement, they will nod their head. I know there's something wrong with them.
听到的名词
，because the terminology they've heard,
跟他想象的旧观念配合，他以为他懂了。
And they go according to what their traditional belief is, and they thought they understand.
我不相信他已经懂了。
I don't believe that he understood.
因为我正在讲一个很新的观念，很重要的思想，他怎么可以这么反应呢
？Because I'm explaining a new concept. How can he so immediately respond?
马大不爱听到。
Martha doesn't want to listen to the
word. 他爱在厨房煮饭给传道人吃。
He likes to cook in the kitchen.
就是每一次有传道人有人客来，他表示他会煮，忙得不得了。我不侍上你，结果什么道都听不进去。
So every time when the people come, they cook in the kitchen, but they never heard the word of God.
他不但没有听进去
，only she has never heard.
他要在耶稣面前骂他的妹妹。
And then she scolded her sister.
你为什么不叫他来厨房帮忙我
？Why don't ask him to come help me in the kitchen?
耶稣基督说：“哎呀，不好意思，你一直煮你的妹妹不做，去切菜。”
And this is said, "Well, Mary, you better go."
耶稣怎么说呢
？What did he say?
马大，马大，
马大，马大，
你为许多事的
，You are busy for many things.
但我告诉你
，But I tell you,
玛利亚已经选了上好的福分。
Mary has got the best.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为她注意听到。
Because she paid attention to what I said.
领受了真理的教导和智慧。
And she received the wisdom from the word of God.
上好的福分。
And that was the best blessing.
没有人可以夺取。
No one can snatch away.
我盼望。你成了基隆坡最上好福分的领受者，因为你好好听上帝。
How I wish that you got a recipient of the best of blessing in KL.
哎呀，你说每一个礼拜要花几个钟头浪费时间。
So you say every week I have to spend a few hours here is a wasting of time.
我告诉你，神给你这个机会是别的城市没有的。
God has given this the opportunity whereby other cities do not have.
我死了以后，可能几十年你也没有这样的机会。
Maybe after I die, maybe decades, you wouldn't hear this gospel again.
预备时间，你也没有这样机会的。
And even though you have time, you cannot this gospel to listen.
耶稣说什么
？Jesus said,
玛利亚选了上好的福分。
Mary has chosen the best blessing.
那么后来呢？马大就因为不爱听到，他就以为他什么都懂了。
And Martha thought that she knows everything.
所以呢，当耶稣说复活的事情呢
？So when Jesus talked about resurrection,
我们知道。
I know.
Yeah,
in the last day we shall resurrect.
我早就知道了。
I know, of course.
我听一次就懂很多了。
And I heard one, I understand everything.
耶稣马上纠正他说。
And Jesus right corrected her.
你若有信心，你就看见上帝的荣耀。
If you have faith, you shall see the glory of God.
不是末日。
Not the last day.
今天
，today.
你信你就看见。
You believe, and you shall see.
这里耶稣提出的原则是什么
？What's the principle Christ said here?
不是看见才信。信才看见。
Not you see, then you believe, but rather you have faith and you see.
你能听到吗
？Do you know?
所以保罗讲，由于信以至于信。
So when Paul say from faith to faith,
里面的范围是大 得不得了。
Such a big ram he is talk about.
今天我讲到完，大概只能把方法论的本质的不同提出来而已。
I only talk about the different essence of methodology when I finish tonight's session.
而如果你几堂对这些都抓到的话
，If you can really catch up what I speak in this few sessions，
可能你比许多糊里糊涂读神学的人更明白圣经。
Maybe even you understand more compared to those who go to seminary but never pay attention.
所以圣经是不是说你看见了你就会信？
Did the Bible say that you see and you shall believe?
不是。
No.
圣经说什么？
What did it say?
你信了，你就会看见上帝的荣耀。
You have faith and you shall see the glory of God.
这是第一样。
That's the first.
第二样。
The second.
我明白了，我就信。
I understand and I believe.
圣经从来没有这样讲。
The Bible never said.
圣经怎么讲的？
What the Bible says?
我深知我所信的是谁。
I truly know who is the one that I believe in.
这什么意思呢？
What's the meaning?
我信神。
I believe in God.
神就是我明白他的真理。
God enabled me to understand.
所以因为信以至于知。
From faith to understanding.
不是 from understanding to faith.
而不是从知到信，
是从信到知。
But rather from faith to understanding.
你说真的吗？
Is that so?
是不是偶然出现这一节圣经，所以你这样讲的？
It's just by coincidence this verse comes and then you say that.
不是的。
No.
因为以赛亚书早就讲了。
Because the book Isaiah said that.
你若不信，你就不能立稳。
Because you, if you do not believe,
you cannot be stand firm.
You cannot stand firm.
但是那一节圣经原文的意思是说，如果你不信，你就不能明白。
Which means if you do not believe, you will not understand.
当奥古斯丁在1500年以前明白这一节圣经真正意思的时候，他整个生命改变过来。
1500 years ago, when Augustine understood this, his life was changed.
所以他怎么讲的？
What did he say?
I believe in order to understand.
我这个信，因为要明白。
我为了要明白，我就先信。我信就是为了我要明白。
I have faith in order to understand.
以后过了500年以后
，and then 500 years later，
差不多600年以后
，about 600 years later，
这个另外一个人叫做 Saint Anselm，
圣安瑟伦，
从以这个原则开始做他的 ontological argument，
and also from this principle he makes his ontological argument.
我信我就能明白。
You say I believe in order to understand.
Credo,
belief,
信心。
Believe,
intelligas,
there's understand,
明白
understand,
intelligum,
there's in
credo. 我信，我明白，我明白，我就更信。
I believe, I understand, understand, I believe even more.
这个变成整个教会历史方法论的一步一步的前进。
So there's a progress of the methodology of the church down the ages.
到了20世纪的时候
，When it comes to 20th century,
我告诉你，最聪明的人。
The most intelligent person
是在信仰上发挥他的理性，不是在理性上发挥他的信仰。
Are those who use their this understanding upon the faith and not the reverse?
科学家研究科学的时候
，scientists when they study science，
结果他发现他所信有的真理真的存在。
They believe that what they have in their mind now truly is proven.
他因为信这个可能，所以他研究。
Because they believe in this possibility, and they study.
后来肯定了他所信的是真的事情。
And now he reaffirmed what they believe first.
没有科学家因不信而产生实验。
And there is no scientist because of this disbelief and they produce a test.
因为他信真理在哪里，所以他研究的时候，神就是寻求的人找到了。
But it is because they first believe the truth and then that's why they search and God allowed them to find.
你说基督徒是迷信，不知道就信，不是。
You say the Christians are superstitious, but now even understanding they believe. No.
基督徒不是因为不知道就随便信。
It is not that Christian before they understand they want to believe.
基督徒知道真理是存在的。
Because they first know that truth exists.
他们谦卑在这件事情上愿意明白。
And they are humble before the Lord, they want to understand.
他们信是对真理的降服。
And they are faith because they are obedient to the truth.
真理是总原则的。
And the truth is a principle.
知道真理是存在的。
And understanding that the truth exists.
你降服在真理的下面。
So you and submit yourself to the truth.
神就光照你使你明白真理的内容。
So God will illuminate you so they understand details of the truth.
我讲到的对象
And the audience of my preaching
不是普通人
Not ordinary people
我对哈佛大学的学生讲过
To the still Harvard University I preach them
我对耶鲁大学的学生讲过
To the still Yale University
我在 MIT 的大礼堂曾经两次布道
I already preached twice in the MIT hall
我在 UC Berkeley 最大的礼堂只有科学家世界著名的人才可以上台的那个地方对八百人讲道
Also in UC Berkeley the great wonderful biggest hall that they have I preached to 800 people
有很多高知识分子来听
Many high intellectuals came and listened.
那一天晚上我讲的是 truth and faith, 真理与信仰的问题。
I preached about truth and faith.
有的人就警告我了。
Some warned me.
这边是很挑剔的。
People are very pretty here.
这边的人很聪明的。
They're very intelligent.
所以呢，你如果乱讲，他们会当场骂你就走的。
Or they can scold you and leave there.
有的人会把椅子放在前面的桌子上面。
Some will place a chair on the table
来侮辱你的
to insult you
所以你要很谨慎
so you must be careful
他不是你要很小心
you must be careful
这个电话来了好几次我说 stop 我已经预备被钉十字架了
so the telephone call I say don't have to worry because I prepared to be crucified
那一天晚上我进到大礼堂里面
that night when I entered into the hall
我讲了用英文讲了一个钟头多
I preached in English for an hour
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
他们聚精会神的听
They listen very attentively.
我问真理是存在的吗
I said, does truth exist?
如果真理是不存在的
If truth doesn't exist,
你怎么为人生感觉到需要意义呢
Why is that you feel that there must be meaning in life?
如果真理是存在的
If truth exists,
为什么你行为是没有原则的
Why is that there's no principle in the conduct?
如果真理是存在的
If the truth exists,
是个别的或者普世的
Is it individual or is it universal?
如果真理是存在的
If truth exists,
是相对的或者绝对的
Is it relative?Or absolute.
真理是存在的
If truth exists,
是地区性的或者是全世界性的
Is it universal or is it global?
如果真理是存在的
If truth exists,
是适用一个时代或者永恒的
Is it contemporary or is it eternal?
一步一步把他们带到最后呢他们产生了一个信仰
So I slowly bring them until they produce a kind of a belief
那你说是不是他们明白了就信仰了
Is it because they understand that they believe?
我说我不过把他们里面已经有了一种基本的信把它点出来而已
But only I point out the kind of belief Is believe that they have in their heart.
我的听众不是笨人的。
My audience are not stupid people.
因为我也不是太笨的人。
Because I'm not too stupid.
我们的听众很多世界最高级的知识分子。
Because our audience are intellectuals.
而你听我讲到，不可能更笨，只能更聪明。
So when you listen to me, you cannot be less intelligent.
这八个礼拜你已经聪明很多了，你知道。
This for this 8 weeks you have become more intelligent.
但是如果聪明一点，骄傲很多，你就有灾祸了。
But if you only by little bit more intelligent, you are very proud, then war upon you.
你越明白就越。知道你所不明白的太多了
because the more you understand the more you know that what you don't understand is more
是不是我明白了我才信
is it because I believe no
因为我信真理是存在的所以神就是我进到对真理更多的明白
because I believe that truth exists and that was God allow me to enter and understand more of truth
保罗说我深知我所信的是谁
and Paul said I truly know who that I believe in
不但如此
not only so
希伯来书第四章提到
Hebrews chapter 11 says
他们因信就知道万物是借着他造
because of faith they know that everything is created by Jesus Christ
from faith to understanding not from understanding to faith
从信到知不是从知到信
第三点
the third
我们不是因为我见才信
It is not because I see and I believe.
我不是因为我知才信。
It is not because I know I believe.
第三样，我不是因为你证明了我才信。
It is not because you have evidence and I believe.
那么你说，如果你不证明，我怎么信
？If you say you do not prove me, how can I believe?
你千万不要以为你这样是很科学的。
Do not think that this is scientific.
当你越变的时候，就证明你越是假冒伪善。
Because the more you debate, the more that you are actually a fallacy.
你实际的生活是先信才证明的。
In your life, in your practical life, is it because you first prove it before you believe?
你信，你的爸爸是你爸爸。
You believe that your father is a father,
对不对
？Is that so?
你先证明啊。
You must prove first.
Have you proven?
你已经证明了吗？
你有没有先证明
？Have you proven?
谁先用科学证明他爸爸是爸爸才叫爸爸的？举手。
Anyone who has used scientific way to prove that a father is a father before you call him father?
无论你是最大的科学家
No matter you are the greatest scientist
大的哲学家
And a philosopher
我告诉你你故意跟上帝捣蛋
You only want to go against God according to your wish
你信爸爸的时候是先信后知 你信上帝，你要先知后信，你就是故意从上帝走。
Because when you call your father father, it is because you first believe before you understand. But to the God, you want it to be reversed.
好，现在我请潘牧师上台。
And Pastor Paul will come.
看样子他是聪明人。
Well, he looks intelligent.
所以我要与聪明人辩论。
So I'm going to debate with an intelligent one.
你信你爸爸是你爸爸吗？
Do you believe your father is a father?
你怎么知道他是你爸爸？
How do you know?
因为我像他。
因为你像他。
Because I'm like him.
这个很危险啊。
Dangerous, I tell you.
有的人就很像他爸爸的仇敌。
Some are like his father's enemy.
因为像他就是他的孩子嘛。
Because he's like, you are like him.
也不一定。
No, no, no.
所以他自己推翻自己的理论了。
So he now go against himself.
第一个 statement, 因为我像他。
Because I look like him.
我马上问，像他就一定是孩子？他马上说不一定。
所以
现在请你把第二个理论，你怎么知道他是你爸爸？
How do you know that your father is your father?
这个科学时代哦。
So this scientific age.
你怎么知道他是你爸爸？
How do you know that he is your father?
没有试验过，不过
没有试验过，不过就相信了。
But just believe.
所以你迷信。
So you are superstitious.
不是基督徒迷信，是你迷信。
Not Christian are superstitious, you are superstitious.
所以你现在明白了。
So you understand now.
当那些人攻击基督教信仰，他以为你迷信的时候，你告诉他你是真的迷信的。
When those people attack Christianity, they talk we are superstitious. Actually, they are superstitious.
我把答案告诉他好不好？
I tell him the answer.
因为你妈妈告诉你。
Because your mother tell you so.
那是最好的答案。
That's the best answer.
你说如果爸爸告诉可以不可以？不可以。
Can the father tell you? No.
爸爸告诉。
If your father would tell you answer,
你是我的孩子。
You are my son.
跟妈妈说
，and like, as what the mother says,
你是他的孩子。
That you are his son.
哪一个更好啊
？Which is better?
你明白吗
？You understand?
谢谢。
Thank you.
好，我相信哦，今天晚上你有很多意外的收获。对不对啊
？You have something you never expect.
因为你还没有来，你读这一节，你不知道我要讲到这里来的。
Because when you read this book, you never know I want to explain in such a manner.
这义是本于信，由于信，由于信，由于信，由于信。
So from faith to faith,
讲到方法论的问题。
When talking methodology,
当母亲说
，When the mother say,
他是你的爸爸
，That he is your father.
你说，请证明
，Prove it.
我要看一下
，I want to see first.
我自己经历过。
Experience first.
你要经历什么
？What do you experience as?
你要经历什么
？What do you want to experience?
啊，你说经历他爱我。
Experience that he loved me.
那么如果别人也这样爱你
？If other people love you also the same way.
五个人对你说 I'm your father.
If five people tell you I'm your father.
那哪一个才是呢
？Which is the true one?
所以这个启示论的问题。
So something about revelation.
圣父
，God the Father.
借着圣灵
，through the Holy Spirit.
真理启示。
And also reveal to other truths.
圣灵
the Holy Spirit
参透上帝一切的
understand all things about God.
除了上帝的灵
other than God's Spirit,
谁知道上帝的
Who can understand God's things?
圣父借着圣灵启示的
So God the Father through the Holy Spirit reveal to us.
你说的方法论原来这样奇妙
Methodology is so wonderful.
是的
Yes.
你用来攻击基督教的理论都是你自己乱没有好好思考的。
Because all the argument you use to go against Christianity is something you never pondered through carefully.
你不要说潘牧师啊。
Don't say about Reverend Paul.
最大的科学家。
They're even the greatest scientist.
什么都要用证据的。
Want to prove everything.
你问他，你凭什么证据知道你爸爸是你爸爸？他就不能回答。
Ask them how what kind of evidence you have to prove their father is your father.
你说我用 DNA 查出他是我爸爸。
I use DNA to check it.
你几岁你会用 DNA?
How old are you can use DNA?
你从小就哒哒哒哒哒哒。
When you are young, you say 爸爸爸爸。
后来读到博士学位才懂 DNA.
When you are now become a PhD holder, then you know about DNA.
现在才知道 DNA.
Not only you know about DNA.A,
信了以后
，But after you believe，
你说刚好我信对了，我如果信错怎么办
？I have believed the right one. What happened if I believe wrong one？
如果你信错爸爸
，If you believe the wrong one is to be your father，
证明你的真爸爸先把你出卖掉
，Which means your true father has betrayed you first，
把你丢掉
，cast you away，
送给人
，give it to others。
那你就从小叫别人爸爸爸爸去耍他钱，
所以你不要信错 ，others as a father，
真父亲
，true father，
真诚实。
True honesty.
真负责任。
True responsibility.
真爱你。
Truly loving you.
真有责任把你养大。
And true have a sense of responsibility.
跟妈妈同心。
And also one heart with the
mother. 真话告诉你。
Telling the truth.
说你真是他的孩子。
Truly you're my son.
这个不可能。
Is it possible?
这个可能不可能。
Is it possible?
这是唯一的可能。
That's the only possibility.
神创造人。
God created man.
神爱人。
God loved us.
神把真理启示人。
And it revealed the truth to us.
你认为这是不可能。
You think this is not possible?
如果你把这个当作不可能，你是违背理性讲话。
If you think this is not possible, you are going against your own reasoning power.
所以请你不要告诉我基督徒迷信。
Don't tell me that Christians are superstitious.
我不会给你吓倒的。
I won't be frightened by you.
我吓回你，你就倒了。
But I frighten you.
我告诉你。
I tell you,
我传道这几十年
decades I preach,
我没有碰到太困难的问题。
I have never found too difficult questions.
所有所谓最难的问题，都是犯罪堕落以后的头脑所能想出来。
And all difficult questions are the fallen mind has thought out.
难道神的道给人难倒吗？
Can God's word be a hindrance?
你不要告诉我，我信是因为我知道才能信。
Do not tell me that I believe because I understand.
这个理论不对的。
It's wrong.
我看见我才信。
That I see, I believe.
这个理论不对的。
It's wrong.
你要先看见你妈妈怎么样把你生出来，你才相信她是你妈妈吗？
So you want to see how your mother gave birth to you before you understand that she's a mother?
所以你出来的时候眼睛睁大大。
So when you're born, eyes are wide open.
他说看，这个是妈妈。
And she is my mother.
没有这个事情。
No,
我的孩子有一天看我结婚的照片。
And one day my son saw the picture of my wedding.
看了以后他大发脾气。
And he got angry.
爸爸呀，爸爸呀，你们不好。我说为什么
？So dad and mom, you're no good.
你结婚的时候请那么多人来，为什么不请我
？When you get married, invite so many people. Why didn't you never invite me?
我都不知道你们结婚。
I don't even know they get married.
他怎么可以知道
？How can he know?
他怎么样知道
？How does he know?
他是我结婚产生出来的。
Because after I get married,
怎么可以看我结婚的
？How can he witness my marriage?
是不是他要看他妈妈死了，我跟别人结婚
？And does he want to see their mother die and get married with others?
这个开玩笑。
No,
所以我有经历。我才知道信神。
You see, I want to experience before I believe in God.
你在开玩笑。
You are joking.
我看见神，我才信。
I see God and I believe.
我明白，我才信。
Understand and I believe.
有证据，我才信他。
That's evident that I believe.
经历了，我才信他。
Experience and I believe.
当你讲这些话，你知道你在讲什么吗
？When you say all this, do you know what you're saying?
你在讲，你以为你的方法论是比神真理的方法论更对的。
You thought that their methodology is even more correct.As compared to God's,
第二样
methodology.
当你把你这种错误的方法论提出来的时候
，When you mention this wrong methodology yourself,
你已经掉在自己所反对的理论里面。
You have already fallen into the methodology you go against with.
你还是走这条路。
You're still walking in this way.
你说怎么可能
？How is it possible?
因为你说我如果知道了，我就能信。
You say if I understand, I believe.
我问你。你怎么知道你知道了你就能信
How do you know that when you know you believe?
因为知道了我就能信吗
You say when I understand I believe
我用你的理论问您怎么证明你知道了就能信
So I want to use your way to prove to you that how do you know that you know before you believe?
所以你说就是这样知道了我就能信
You say that I know I believe
我再说你怎么知道你知道了就能信
How do you know that when you know you believe?
你说我相信我如果知道了我就能信
You say I believe that when I understand I will believe
所以这一位信一致一信掉在你身上的。
So now from faith to faith, that happening to you now.
因为你相信，如果你明白了，你就能信。
Because you believe that when I understand, I believe.
连你也掉在以信自信的方法论。
So even your methodology fall into this method from faith to faith.
你还听不懂吗？那你就信好了，因为不必明白才信。
Why you don't have to understand this thing before you can believe?
今天我们讲的是很大的事情，你懂吗
？Big thing we are talking tonight
是人类里面很大的问题。
Big things we are talking tonight
是已经超越了你平常杜鲁马书所盼望明白的事。
It actually supersedes what you understood from what you read Romans in the past.
所以你说
，The Bible says
你看见了才信。
That you say you see and you believe.
耶稣说
，Jesus said
那些没有看见就信的，比你更有福气。
But Jesus said, "Believe."
那么这里圣经有没有说
，There are people who must see before they can believe.
这是次等福气的人。
This second blessing.
因为真正的原则
，Because the true principle.
你若信，就必看见上帝的荣耀。
Because if you believe, then you see the glory of God.
你若信，就必明白神的真理。
And if you believe, you can understand the truth of God.
你的信，你的心就得到证明。
If you believe, your heart will be proven.
你说第三条从哪里来的
？Where comes the heart?
还是从希伯来书来的？
Hebrews,
他们因信 就得到了明证。
Because they believe they got the proof.
From faith to evidence.
从这个信心就得到这个证据。
不是 from faith, from evidence produces faith.
不是从证据产生信心。
那么你说把第四样怎么讲呢？
What's the fourth?
我 in sin, 我就在神引导的道路中间经历神的应许。
Because of faith in God was guided in my truth, experience the truth.
所以呢，不是 from seeing to faith，
不是因见而信，
不是 from reasoning to faith，
不是由知而信
，not from experience to faith，
不是由经验而信
，not from evidence to faith，
不是由证据而信。
那么你说是什么呢
？What is it now？
From faith to faith。
从信以至于信，
由以信以至于信。
From faith to faith，
这是第一件要奠定的基础。
This is for foundation I want to build for you。
方法论的问题。
Methodology。
阿门。你明白了吗
？You understand now？
你说明白了。
You say understand？
为什么明白了
？Why understand？
因为神借着道使你明白你的错误在哪。
Because through the word of God, it enables you to know what's your error。
那为什么你能从神的道明白呢？
Why is that you can understand from the word of God?
因为你先相信神的道就是真理。
Because you first believe that God's word is truth.
因为你有这个信，所以神就用道加添你的信，使你产生明白。
Because you have faith, God used word to add it to your faith, and then you produce understanding.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
是罗马书第一章提到的由以信以至于信的意义太深太深。
So such a profound understanding of from faith to faith from the first chapter of Romans.
今天我们就讲到方法论的问题。
Tonight we talk about methodology.
下个礼拜我们没有查经会。
Next week we don't have this meeting.
再下个礼拜的时候。
Week after next.
我们要从未可计的关系来看。由于信以至于信
From interpersonal relationship we want to talk from faith to faith
也许我们从灵层的程序来看由于信以至于信
Maybe you're talking from the spiritual path we got to
从人类的代表来看由于信以至于信
From human representative we want to see from faith to faith
当这些总原则看清楚了以后
When you see all these principles
你就一生以信的地位在神面前经历信的长进
Then, before the Lord, using faith, you want to experience the growth in faith.
我们低头祷告。
We shall bow our head for prayers.
当我们大家